Welcome everyone to Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell and I'm the host of this podcast and the creator of Balance by Megan. On this podcast, we talk about all things yoga, wellness, health, and spirituality with guests from around the world. So grab your crystals, grab your essential oils, and let's dive into it. Welcome back to another episode of Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell. I'm the host of this show and the creator of Balance by Megan, which is a platform to inspire and empower you to feel good in mind and body through yoga and meditation. If you've been listening to the show for a while, thank you so very much for joining us once again. If you're new to the show, thanks for checking this episode out. Thanks for checking the show out. And I'm so happy to have you here. Today on the show, I am joined by Nadia Yenisello. Nadia is a 200-hour Yoga Alliance certified yoga teacher, certified Reiki practitioner, mom to a beautiful and very active little girl, and the co-founder of Rise Wellness Collective. Nadia is passionate about supporting people and helping to tune in, recognize, nurture, and communicate with tact, authenticity, compassion, and through channeled source derived and guided messages, the sometimes difficult and hard truth each individual must face in order to leave behind limiting beliefs, patterns, and behaviors. She helps them to step forth into their joy, bliss, love, truth, freedom, and gratitude. Her essence, patience, kindness, wisdom, experience, and strong spiritual connection, as well as her bright light, along with her ability to see beyond the surface to the beauty of each individual soul, allows her to channel and guide the light within you and outward so you can truly come home to all the infinite abundance, power, and possibility that has resided within the core of you all along. You guys are in for such a treat with today's podcast episode. Nadia is such a gem. On today's episode, we talk about self-limiting beliefs as well as the tools to heal yourself and empower yourself from them, bullying, why it's never okay, and how it can have lasting effects on our confidence. We also discuss breaking down stereotypes of beauty and perfectionism, taking back your power and standing as your true, authentic self, not letting external influences or people define who you are and what is expected from you, and so much more. I am so excited for you guys to check out today's episode. I'm so excited for you to follow along Nadia on her journey afterwards. I know you're going to just love her. We had such a great conversation. But before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to remind you, if you have been wanting to start an at-home yoga or meditation practice, but maybe you're new to it and you're not quite sure where to start, then go check out my YouTube channel. So online yoga is how I got started on my journey, and I wanted to give back and offer online yoga and meditation classes to my community. So on my YouTube channel, you will find everything from yoga fitness videos to gentle yoga, meditation videos, yoga quickies, which are all under 15 minutes. There's such a variety of yoga videos and flows on there that wherever you are in your journey, just beginning, maybe you're wanting to explore a different style, there's something for you on there. So I will link my YouTube channel for you in the show notes, as well as each month I curate a special and specific playlist with a theme. So for June this month, our theme is movement and meditate. So I'm giving you 30 days of meditation videos of, you know, that mindfulness and moving meditation. If you want to print off the calendar and follow along, you can go to my website, balancebymegan.com/calendar. You can grab the calendar from there. And if you'd like, you can just go to my YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe to the channel and hit the bell button to be notified when I post free content on Wednesdays. But there will be a curated playlist, June Movement and Meditate, on there. So you can just follow along on there and have some accountability each day to get your yoga in. Without further ado, please welcome Nadia to the Balance Your Life podcast.
Welcome to the show, Nadia. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you so much, Megan. It is so exciting to be here.
So before we dive into everything we're going to talk about today, and we have so much goodness to cover, can you give our listeners just a quick little bio of who you are, what you do, and where in the world you are currently joining us from today?
Absolutely. Yes, I am in Whitby, which is within Ontario, Canada, and I don't know where to start. I have so many passions and things, but everything I feel is kind of coming together to really make me have found my purpose. And I just really feel like I can channel source energy into messages to help guide people, see beneath what's in the surface for them and help them get to the root of their soul so that they can come into their harmony. I love yoga, Reiki, and just tuning into people's light and energy and love for life so that they can find balance.
I'm so excited about this conversation because I feel like it was a super loaded question of asking you, you know, what it is that you do, because I know you have such a plethora of tools in your tool belt. And before we hopped on this call, we were just saying how we've been running in the same circle for a little bit now, but we've never actually connected in person per se, except kind of like without really realizing it. But I've always said you're someone who just like Tinkerbell, like you're just such a light. There's so much energy. I feel like so many people are drawn to you, and plus you're into Reiki and yoga. So we actually unintentionally we're connected through our yoga studio where we both did our teacher training.
Absolutely. Honestly, I see it as we are divinely connected. Like everything has been aligning to bring us together. I've had so many people tell me so many great things about you. And then I started tuning into your meditations. Like you just have such a great source of all beautiful messages, and all of our messages and feelings I think really align. So when I reached out to you to follow up, everything you were putting out was what I actually was messaging you about. So it was just divine timing, and I know it was in the stars. We were meant to do this.
Yeah, amazing. So I want to dive into your story, because with today's episode we're specifically going to be looking at self-limiting beliefs, because I think it's something that so many people can resonate to. But I'm curious, did this journey of, you know, understanding people's lights and kind of guiding them back to their true selves, did this start before or kind of after you started your yoga teacher training? Because I know that can be a catapult for some people.
Absolutely. That's a great question. And thank you for the way which you asked that and phrased that. Because our experiences truly do lead us down a path and a journey to discovering ourselves. A lot of the times we're in these situations and we feel they're misfortunate. You know, you don't see that things are always blessings when they're suffering. And in yoga, and I'm sure you recall this also from the teacher training, there's that suffering and then the sweet and the bitter. Like there's all of these combinations, but you can't get to the sweet imbalance without that suffering. So I had a period in my life where I felt very lonely. I felt very misunderstood. I felt very disconnected and isolated. And it was because I had special gifts and unique ways of feeling. I later learned, much later, really in recent, that I'm an empath, and I'm still discovering all of these qualities and gifts within me, but it's only now that I've learned the tools to channel them and use them to be gifts. And I used to see them as things that set me apart from the world around me. So I was striving to be something that I wasn't. And so when you're holding yourself to a standard that is not yours, like we each have these innate gifts that are so beautiful and rare and unique, but if you're not looking within yourself for the answers and the truths and the wisdom, and you're only allowing yourself to be compared to this depicted image of perfection. And I was such a perfectionist. I was a dancer. I grew up in that ballet world where there's an image of beauty, there's an image of grace, there's an image of perfect. And because I was striving my whole life to be something outside of me, I was setting myself up for constant failure and disappointment. So I actually gave my power away on the daily, and I felt so unaware of the beauty within me. And beauty is so much deeper than just surface. But also, I think we have this image that bullying is only directed at individuals that are young or awkward or, you know, quotation unquote, ugly. Now, this is so wrong, because then there's those people that aren't overweight or, you know, all these set out things. Like, I was thin. I was what people would refer to as pretty, like, you know, and I was really bullied. I was shamed for things that weren't true. I was said, like, there was many rumors cast against me. This is at the grade eight. So it really shamed me, and it affects me to this day. So that took my power away, and it did a number on my confidence. And it really made me believe these stories about me, that I was unworthy, that I was disgusting. Like, it's amazing how words can scar you, and especially at such a detrimental age of about 14 years old. Yeah. You're stepping into your identity. You're forming that sacral chakra. So I've had a lot of ailments with this because of these things that are deeply rooted. So I went my whole life believing these lies about me, even though I said the lies they were saying, the stories they were saying about me were false. It was the identity that I believed, and I let them take my power. So when I was young, I loved the movie Labyrinth. And I didn't realize this connection and the deeper message that was so strong and important for me. And I didn't take that when I should have. But now in life, I understand. So the reason that movie is so important is she's venturing to find her brother, but she's in this whole other universe. And she doesn't know, she's not familiar with it. And there's a lot of things that are happening that are not fair. And she's constantly saying, it's not fair, it's not fair. But in the end, she says to this Goblin King, you have no power over me. And that statement is what truly resonates. And I think all the time, I wish when I was that young, vulnerable girl, alone and feeling completely unloved, unheard, and unseen, I could have taken my own hand and taken that statement and said to myself, these words and these outside people have no power over the value of me. So I think that was a big thing. When I recognized that I gave my power away by believing the stories of the outside world and striving so much to be something I wasn't, that message is so loud and clear that we need to start re-empowering ourselves. And I recognized at a pretty young age that I had a lot more power than I gave myself credit for. But it was through finding that spiritual path. I actually moved to Ajax from Thornhill and honestly was divinely called to Reiki. And that's when the healing journey really began. I met Helen Mason, and I was going for Reiki sessions with her. There was a lot of shedding of layers, a lot of tears, really big releases.
So much crying in this.
So much crying.
I believe, yeah, I'm there with you.
But it was the most soul healing thing. And I really started to see things differently. It was a big shift. Nothing on the outside of me changed. I still looked the same. I still had the same experiences in my life, but I was starting to recognize there were opportunities to release, understand, and be supported and move forward and stop looking back. And that's where this journey really led me. And it was in a Reiki session that I realized that I needed to do the yoga teacher training. And then it, like we were saying, it just snowballed. So all of these things, I met people that I was destined to meet. So Jillian Locke, who is my beautiful co-creator of Rise Wellness Collective, which is our wellness company. Like if you were to ask me, that 14-year-old girl, that I tell me that I'd be on a podcast talking about my spiritual journey and my, you know, all these things, like I would be like, absolutely not me. I have no confidence. There's no way. But you know, you just have to believe in yourself and trust yourself and listen to the call, because the universe is always guiding you. There's always something deeper, a deeper purpose.
I have a question for you too. When you were saying that you were, you know, more or less out of alignment, what did that look like as far as the path that you were leading on? Did you find that you were trying to please people? Were you trying to do a traditional job that you didn't feel like you were supposed to, but it was like, quote unquote, what was expected of you? Like, what did that look like? Just so if somebody's listening and they're like, wow, like this girl is like speaking to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, I always found like, it's so funny. Everything you're saying, I'm like, wow, we really are super connected. I was so bullied in grade, oh God, from like grade 6 to grade 9. Like,
wow. Yeah.
Like, became a self-cutter over it. Like, did not want to go to school because it was like the kids there were horrific to me. And it's something I feel like isn't spoken about a lot. It's kind of like,
yeah, you feel shame over it. You feel like you have to bury this because you feel you're to blame, that you're the person that brought this on yourself. And this is, I am feeling a strong call to talk on this. And I know you and I, we had this conversation about the confidence, the self-limiting thoughts, and like, that's what prevented me from like, I know it's divine timing and it's meant to come up now, but also you're beautiful. Like somebody hearing that, like me hearing that, I'm shocked. And I had that happen to me as well. And not for the typical reasons that people would assume someone's bullying. Like there's this kind of this predetermining factor that if you think someone's being bullied, like, and bullying doesn't have to happen. It could be happening within your mind to yourself. Mm-hmm. This is something also I think we have to become aware that bullying isn't only, it doesn't only qualify based on what is deemed acceptable in society. If you feel you are being targeted negatively in any way, that can happen when you are 50 years old, 80 years old, 5 years old. Like there is no limit. It's just, I feel like people only see the school age as when it's deemed and referred to as bullying, but there's bullying that will continuously find you because it's this lesson that until you learn the tools on how to take your power back, it's going to affect you. And until you learn to tune into what's allowing yourself to be bullied by it, and there's various levels of it, but it's happening constantly. And I think that in the media there's only a focus on how it happens within schools. Mm-hmm. But like you said, like that age range, like it breaks my heart. And I know I had it only for a year. It actually was going to come up again for me in grade 9. I went to a high school, but one of my friends, and this is what the funny part is it was a lot of the people that I trusted and that I was close with that turned on me. So it felt like an ultimate betrayal and just a stab to the heart. And it was a combination of the words they were saying, like they were slut shaming me, and I was so innocent. Like, I'm not just saying that, everything they were saying was false. So I was being falsely accused of these things, and it really messed with my sexual identity. Mm-hmm. As a woman, you need to have some sensual connection to yourself. And I naturally do have this, like I do, but I had to bury it because I was so scared of being seen, since they were already noticing me and feeling threatened by it and using it against me, to hurt me and to shame me so that I would be completely destroyed and no longer be a threat to them. But in grade 9, I went to a whole new school, completely different energy. Like, the people there were very open, loving, accepting, embracing. It was Cardinal Carter Academy for the Arts. It was a beautiful school. But this one girl that came, I didn't even know she had any part in the whole rumor thing. She was one of my closest friends. And somebody came directly up to me, and I to this day think of how grateful I am, because that's what allowed me to nip it in the bud. And he said, "I just want to let you know, I'm not going to name her, but this girl is saying that you were all these things at your school and that this is what was going on." And I knew it was true because nobody else there would have known anything. And he's word for word telling me the rumors. And I was like, I just felt anger, chills, and just like betrayal. I thought, I can't believe she's trying to do this to me, like, as soon as we start a new school. So I went directly up to her, which is so not like me. I'm not confrontational at all, but I'm so proud of myself to this day because I channeled my inner lioness, which we all have, and I said, absolutely not. You are not doing this to me. I said it with peace and love, but I stood up for myself and I said, you're not doing this to me here. I heard what you're trying to start. I can't believe, first of all, that you would try to do this to me when you know what I went through, but shame on you, and it's not happening. And that was it. And I was very loved in that school. It was a huge shift for me, but that was, I think, the first step in me taking my power back. And I think that's something I want to put out there so people know that you always have a choice. And I didn't fight. Mm-hmm. I was firm and stood my ground. But, you know, sometimes there's various situations and you need help and you need to reach out to people. And I think it's a very real thing. But you have to have the right people mm-hmm. to support you. And you also, if it's in a spot where you don't feel safe, that's a whole other story. But it's something, unfortunately, very common in life. And I think of all age ranges, like, I've had this happen to me even recently with work, a coworker that I actually had to report because she was targeting me in the workplace. And I just felt very uncomfortable. And this person has been promoted. I was actually fired from the company on mat leave, but this person I'm hearing is now in a manager role. So the bullying is even happening to managers within the company, and she's getting ahead. So sometimes that loud voice mm-hmm. is so scary that it gets ahead. But it sometimes takes just channeling light, but in a strong, clear way, like recognizing that your light is also powerful and you can shine that through the dark. And I really want to take my dark stories and help lead people to recognizing that you don't have to be loud, angry, and mean to get ahead in life. It's actually, everyone is capable of being courageous and kind and beautiful and soft and loving. And we all have this within us. And all of us just take from our experiences different ways of being. And I'm not saying any of these people are bad. There's no bad. It's just our ego learns how to protect us in different ways. And we gain tools in different ways and we are drawn to different things. And it's not to say anyone is good or bad. It's just sometimes we get lost and we don't know what the right way to handle things are. And we get caught up in it. And we don't always like ourselves for who we are, especially those bullies.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I resonate so much with it because so much of it is exactly what I went through. And I think, first of all, I commend you for coming out and sharing your story. And we talk about it now because I think we can look back and go, there was a reason why I went through all of that. And it's true, but I think it's really hard for people in the moment to be like, glad I'm going through all of this right now. Like, it sucks at the time and you hate yourself. And I know what happened. I mean, again, I'm a female, so I can only come from a girl perspective, but There's a lot of it with females, especially, well, I don't want to say especially younger females, because it happens in even up to the workplace. Like, we're so pitted against each other. And it's, I don't know if it's the way we were brought up or what we see on TV. I was listening to a podcast with Sophia Bush.
And she's amazing.
Oh my God. I know. I was like, didn't really fall in love with her acting on like
One Tree Hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
But her activism, I was like, yes, girl. And she was talking about, say, females, just like, especially as we get younger, right? We start to get jealous. Oh, I like that girl's dress. I'm going to be mean to her because, you know, she she looks pretty in it, or I feel like she looks pretty in it, or that boy likes her and I like that boy, so now I'm going to be mean to her about it. And as we grow older, it's like, we see each other as competition when we should be seeing each other as, you know, like collaborating. Like, can you imagine being in a company and like there's room for, you have six people who are managers, five of them are male, and they're like, well, it's going to be between you and Sally Lou. And it's like, why does it have to be between two females? Why can't two females come up and go for like, quote unquote, the guy's job? Like, it's just, we're so programmed, I think, a lot of us, to like just hate on each other.
And absolutely.
Hard.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, there's a point when you're over it. And I think it has to come from within you. And it has to be, it doesn't matter so much the intention, but I think the intention is what leads you to your next step. So if it comes from a point of anger, that's when you become hurtful. Mm-hmm. If it comes from a point of taking your power back in a positive way, which is the most beautiful thing, because it's freeing and it creates harmony in your life. And we really, that's what this is completely about. Releasing yourself from the things that aren't serving you. So like I use that a lot, even when I'm cueing, like just breathing, using your breath to release what's not serving you. There's tension in your body, but it stems from a lot of the times a lot deeper, like our thoughts and the subconscious things we feel. We don't even always know how they're affecting us day to day. So even if something happened to you when you were really, really young, your subconscious mind is actually like protecting you from repeating these traumatic experiences. So your ego, which we deem our ego this negative thing, but ego is protecting your heart and soul, is protecting your spirit, but it's trying to just do its job, but it only knows things based on your experiences. So we start to convince ourselves of things we need to do to stay safe, but this is only really true for majorly extreme situations. So for example, I'm not going to jump off a cliff because I know I'm going to probably fall and really either badly hurt myself or die. Like, that's a really positive ego protective common sense, like common sense thing to keep me safe. But when it comes to, oh no, don't do this podcast because people are going to listen and think you're stupid, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, who does she think she is? Like, you know, these things that we don't even necessarily shine light on or give attention to and recognize are wrong. Like, these are stories that we've been told, that you're not good enough, that you're not worthy of being heard, that you are not enough, or that you're unloved, or the fear of humiliation, that lack of self-worth and self-esteem, whatever it is that convinced you that this is true, it's absolutely false. But because you've been surrounded by, even if it's one time, sometimes that 1% of negative things that happens is enough to program your mind to pull out of a situation so that you can avoid failure, disappointment. Your fear at that point is completely dictating every point in your life, and you might not even be aware of it. You're just so programmed to function this way. So for me, it was waking up to the fact that I was doing that, that made me start saying yes to things. And when I look back, I actually just last night was really excited for today. So I was kind of channeled writing, and I did an oracle card pull too, just because I was like, oh, what do people need to hear? Yeah. So I'm kind of excited to share that too. But it was really interesting, because I noticed this in myself, this whole idea of letting go of the people pleasing patterns. Oh, and and it's not easy, but it is easy, if that makes sense. Like, it sounds very simple, but it takes a lot of self-control and self-awareness. And if people are asking, oh, easier said than done, but I'm telling you, I was there. I am there. I'm not perfect. And I'm learning to be okay with that. And the things that have helped me in recognizing that, Tracy Trimble actually is wonderful, and I have to give her credit. She offers free consultations, but I went through the whole like discovering authentic self journey. I just had that session last week, but it really helped me to pinpoint things that I was doing to hold myself back. So realizing I was so scared of humiliation was a big one for me. And it makes sense because of my story and my experience with being humiliated for something that wasn't even true, from all that shaming, and then feeling I was to blame. And then also envying people. So seeing beauty outside of yourself and striving to be, like when I was very young, I had all over my bedroom walls photos of models. Like people that I wanted to look like and be. Yeah. So right from the get-go, like, and I honestly forgot completely about that until a couple weeks ago, which blows my mind. But that idea of striving to be something, and you can literally look like these people, but just not see it because you're so fixated on something you don't have. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was going to share that I was really reflecting on is, the biggest thing is we don't always see the beauty and light within ourselves, but it's interesting. It's like that little twist in the story when you're watching that story and you're like, what? Like in Cinderella, when the stepmother says, it's because you are so amazing that I hate you. Mm-hmm. That's legitimately what it is. The person that's hurting you and making you believe you're not worthy or good enough is actually the one usually that sees all the beauty and light within you, but they're choosing to use it against you as their power. They take your power and like beam it at you in a negative way, instead of those beautiful people. When you connect with someone like you, Megan, you do this so beautifully. You see the light and then you reflect it to the person. And like, even just how you messaged me, and you were like immediate to respond. So I didn't even have a chance to get in my head and be like, oh God, what was I thinking? Like, you're like, yes, you're amazing. And like, you just uplift your people, and you see the light and you encourage them and you shine your brightness down the path to their success. So you give them the hope and the faith. It's in them to be and show up, but you show them the way with your positivity and your encouragement and your authenticity. And that's a really beautiful gift. And I think if we can be these people that have stepped into our light and shared that we came from these backgrounds of bullying, and people have hated on us very strongly, and it did defeat us, but we got up, we rose, and we're now shining and we're in our light. And this is everyone. This is the message to everyone, no matter how old you are, no matter where you are, no matter who it is that's bullying you. It's not about the why. Why am I being targeted? It's about how are you going to get back up? Mm-hmm. Where are you going to go from here? And don't let it eat your confidence up and spit you out empty. Like, get up stronger, because now you have an amazing story, and now you can be empathetic and compassionate, which is beautiful, because I couldn't do the work that I do. You couldn't do the work that you do if you couldn't relate to people's traumas and hardships. because that's what makes you unique. And eventually you will be able to say thank you to those people because you got me to where I am. Because if I had an easy, straight and narrow path, I would not be here. I would probably be some, like, you know, like, who knows where you'd be, but I just think of that. It's humbling. It's very humbling. And I think that the biggest takeaway is to breathe through it, to remember this too shall pass. And it's not actually about you in the ways you think it is. You're actually a lot greater than you give yourself credit for. And you're being targeted because of something special and unique about you. So tuning into what that is and not focusing on why you're not being liked, but instead what qualities within yourself that are beautiful and worth polishing. But I would love to share, if that's okay, this oracle card reading.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to ask the tools that you use too, but
yeah,
I wanted to share too. One thing you had said at the start was how alone you had felt. Anyone who's experiencing this right now, I mean, you said you felt alone, yet you and I are roughly the same age, and I felt exactly the same way. And I went through exactly the same stuff. So that just goes to show, if you're feeling that way, there is somebody somewhere out there right now experiencing exactly or close to what you're experiencing. And maybe you don't meet them right now, maybe not for 5 years, but at some point your cross are going to pass and you're like, I felt so alone, and in truth, I wasn't alone. It just, it feels that way. I'm not taking away from that, but it's amazing how many people I come across now where I'm like, everyone's like got a story and you're like, wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And these are your people. Like, when you find your tribe, that's actually one of my reasons. And I know Jillian and I each have our individual reasons for creating Rise, but it's called Rise Wellness Collective, very intentionally, because it's about creating wellness in your life, coming home to harmony within yourself. So giving you the tools to actually recognize that you hold the key to the life that you deserve and the happiness that you deserve. But also it's finding your people, your tribe, that collective energy. And it doesn't even have to be physical. I mean, with this whole situation, I feel there's such a push towards going online, and podcasts are awesome too, because even in listening to somebody's story, you realize, oh my gosh, like, this, it's not just me. Okay, I'm not this alien that everybody sees, that I'm so weird and strange and is picking on because they're right and I suck. Like, you know, that's the thing, is it feels so loud that you start to believe that you're not good, and that all of the things, like, you question yourself, especially for those young girls that are at this pivotal point where they actually haven't even figured out who they are yet. And it gets in your head, like, very easily. It gets into your sense of self and completely destroys your confidence and your identity. And it's, that's what's so sad about that it seems to be that common time. But it's because everybody's going through an identity crisis and dealing with it differently. So the ones that are insecure aren't going to necessarily be, like, the ones that are insecure and shy and quiet aren't going to be the ones lashing out and, you know, targeting people for being something unique. But the ones that feel resentment or entitlement, you know, that are taking, like, this anger and this fire energy, and they're going to feel, like, frustrated and need to take it out on someone. And home life makes a difference too. There's so many other outside factors that are at play. There's also a huge thing with fear. I don't want to be recognized for this, so I'm going to put the attention on them. And sometimes you're just the unfortunate one that gets chosen. It's not even necessarily anything specific that you're doing or are. It's just, it's unfortunate that in that moment you got chosen to be the target to this person's fear or anger or resentment, and they're lashing out. But life only deals you what you can handle. So you are much stronger than you give yourself credit for. And it takes a lot of time, healing, and tools and processing to really come to a point where you can see that and bring meaning. But don't give up. That's the biggest thing. Don't give up. Don't give in to it. And don't believe the lies about you, because you are beautiful, you are worthy, and you're special. And you're like, so the card pulling was actually love, teamwork,
okay,
be yourself, and it's okay to be different.
Ooh.
So I had a couple that I came up. So I kind of was channeling based on each one, but the it's okay to be different. It was really powerful, because it's that you're perfect just as you are. You know, all of your flaws, all the things that you think set you apart and make you not beautiful according to that standard, like, those are actually your gifts. And the more that you resist yourself, the harder your life is going to be. The more you strive to be something you're not, the more out of the flow and alignment you're going to be. But if you start to tap into what it is that you love, that brings you joy, and light it on fire, like, let that fuel you through. And one of my saving graces for all these things I was going through that helped be a positive distraction was dance. And now it's yoga. Like, I'm obsessed with yoga, Reiki, writing, but anything that really makes you feel amazing and quiets your mind in a great way, it releases the tension in your body. Got to find what that is. Like, it's, it could be drawing, it could be being in nature. There's so many things, and there's no right or wrong way. But some of the tools for me are journaling, affirmations, especially. I think saying affirmations are so powerful, especially if you're trying to reprogram and release. You want to really be positive and uplifting towards yourself, your spirit. There's great oracle decks and books that can help support you. Online, we have such a great resource, but you know, you got to search for things very clearly, because if you're just being open, you can get a lot of negative and positive. You want to be very clear that it's meant to lift your spirits, your confidence, like doing your confidence meditation, something like that. Searching for things that are going to fill you up and not kick you when you're down, because you can also sometimes be in that really low energy and feeling down and gravitate towards things that are going to feed your low self-esteem as well. So I think it's also choosing that you deserve to be happy and feel good, and then stepping forward with things that resonate with that energy, because it's what you put out that you attract. So if you're going to be feeling low, you're going to easily kind of gravitate to the people and things that keep you low. But when you decide you don't want to be in that energy anymore, you don't actually have to change your energy. You just have to decide and set the intention of what you want to create and attract. And you kind of want to just change your spirit around the whole idea. Use visualizations and start going within yourself and quieting the things within your mind, breathing in and releasing, allowing your belly to really expand. And even if you can visualize a light within you getting larger and feeling that connection to the earth, going out in nature and grounding, doing some grounding yoga classes. You offer such great classes online as well. So I think there's a lot that you can do. And there's a lot of people, even if you don't physically see them in your day-to-day life, but this is the beauty with Instagram. It's what you make of it, but it can be a wonderful tool. That's how you and I have been able to connect through social media. So I think find your people, find your tribe, find a collective that's going to help provide you the tools and resources to get you not only through, because yes, getting through is important, but also finding the joy in the now. And one thing I love, Warrior Two pose, and this is very symbolic. So taking from your past all these experiences, rooting in your present, and looking forward with strength, pride, and gratitude, at all the beauty to come. So you're gazing forward, but you're not going there. You're grounded in the center. You're balanced in your core, but you can see hope for the future. So looking ahead and knowing there's peace, love, and harmony, but not looking back, looking forward to all to come and being rooted in the now and finding the joy and the strength in all of it and feeling that sweetness really sink in.
Thank you for sharing all of your tools. That's amazing. And it's, I want people to like really hear that. Like you listed off, you know, Reiki, yoga, journaling, writing, being in nature. There's a lot of tools in your tool belt that you use. And, you know, maybe some days one resonates a little bit more with you than others. And I think there's something to be said for trying different things. I feel like people almost think that this should be like, once you decide these things, you know, like quote unquote, I don't know if you get this all the time. I seem to, because I like identify as being a yogi, I guess, to some people. And they're like, you must just be in bliss the whole time. Everything is unicorns and butterflies. And I'm like, that's not the case. Like, yes, feel your emotions. Like, and I think it's wrong to say that you can only ever be positive. Like, you'll never feel, you know, anger and jealousy and envious again. Like, we're human beings. But it's like you said, it's saying, no, I'm choosing not to feel that way right now. Feel it for a bit, especially sadness. Like, feel that for a little bit and then go, okay, like, how can we get through this and go forward? And so it's trying a few different things too. Maybe you try, like for me, I'm very good at gratitude journaling, but like to do like the morning pages, I tried that. And after a few months, I was like, I don't like this.
It sometimes doesn't work with your day-to-day routine, your flow. Absolutely. And like even teachers, sometimes you have one teacher you grab, like just because you tried one yoga studio or one yoga class and you didn't like it doesn't mean yoga is not for you. Mm-hmm. But also what we resist sometimes is what we need most. And it's funny because you and I were just speaking of that earlier, but 1000% I think of that. Like when I need strengthening in my like how I be and navigate through life, those are the ones that I like shy away from. I'll be like, no, I just want the like stretch pose because that feels good right now. But really, I need to channel some strength. Or if you need to take risks in your life, like it's off the mat into the world when it comes to yoga, right? But it's like that with anything. Sometimes we run from what we need. So it's knowing whether you're doing that or whether it's just not for you. Because sometimes things feel good when you do it afterwards. So it's paying attention and recognizing what feels good to you, because no one can tell you what's right for you but you. So it's tuning into yourself, getting in touch with what your feelings are in your body, in your mind, in your emotions. And like you said, sitting with them is sometimes the best truth telling. Like I used to really outwardly seek answers, and I still sometimes am very guilty of that. And that's a lack of trust in yourself. So it's coming back to you and really being able to get comfortable and trusting of yourself as the greatest navigator in your life. Because it would be like driving with your eyes shut and asking somebody to point the way, right? Like you are in the driver's seat. So it's what you choose, and live your life with intention. I really love this phrasing, and I'm a huge and strong believer. I'm very passionate about it, but you genuinely hold the key to your eternal happiness, abundance, and joy. It's just a matter of choosing to recognize you have the power, empowering yourself, and then sitting with yourself till you find your path. And never giving up. So continuously rising after every quote unquote fall, because honestly, it is a journey. It's not meant to be straight and narrow and easy. And it's that path that is least traveled. It's your path. It's your destiny. And it's that way specifically so you could get to your truth and your purpose. Because if it was straight and narrow, it would be very boring and it would be lifeless. And as much as it can be challenging to have to walk around all these corners and get around the branches, like, just try to stop and enjoy it a little bit. Take it in and enjoy it for what it is, because there is a lot of gift and symbolism and purpose in all that you are experiencing. Even if it feels challenging in the moment, try to recognize it for the gift and blessing that it is. And I promise you, there is always at least three things you can find to be grateful for. And that's the mindset you want to get to in order to attract all that you desire.
Yes. Yes. I want people to hear that in back, like, say it louder. So true. Like, it's like you said, things get challenging and we're like, no, thank you. And yeah. It's like, you have to know that things are going to be challenging for so long. If it's your path, if you're like we talk about entrepreneurship again, every person I ever talk to is always like, if I had known how hard it was going to be, I probably wouldn't have started. But you also know that whatever it is that you're trying to sell or service that you're trying to offer, like, it's like ingrained in you so deeply. You're like, I have to share this with the world. And there's going to be bumps and stuff in the road, but it's like, if it feels right to you, you're like, okay, I'll push through it. Like, there are so many days where I'm like, I want to give up. Like, it's hard being my own boss. Some days I'm like, I'd rather just be told what to do. Like, here's your 9 to 5. Here's the steps to do. Like, go ahead and do it. But then deep down, I'm like, is that really what you want? Do you want to do that? And if it's like, no, this just sucks right now, then it's like, okay, put your head down and keep going. But if something seems super challenging to you and you're like beating your head against a wall and it like feels like really gross and icky, and like, I always say, if it feels like you're going inwards, it's not good. Yes. If it's exciting but scary and you feel like expansive, even though you don't know the answers and you don't know if it's cool, maybe it doesn't work out, but you'll hate yourself if you don't give it a shot and you don't try.
And you know this best, right? Like, everything that I've had I love how you phrase that expansive, but like, oh my God, this takes courage because I'm stepping into that unknown. But every time, so for me, I actually have like a huge list, and it's funny, all these things I was thinking about, but yoga teacher training, that was that for me. End it with a beautiful journey, like, stepped me into, again, feel like, usually when you're feeling that, ooh, this is kind of scary because I don't know what to expect, but damn, this feels exciting and good and exhilarating and expansive. Usually it leads you down that path of where you're meant to go. So every single thing that I've had that feeling has never misguided me, because it's your soul. There's a call. And that's when you hear that, and I say it a lot, Jillian and I use it a lot, but trust the call. Trust, it's your soul, and it has to sometimes fight your ego, which is like, ooh, I don't know about this. Like, you know, we're stepping into kind of unfamiliar territory here. Are you sure you want to do this? Like, and then the self-doubting thoughts come up and all these things that want to keep you safe, all the fears, like those fear stories come into play. But trust, and obviously within, again, you don't want to dive without exactly. But when it comes to like taking an opportunity, saying yes to an experience, like, that's, I think, the biggest distinguishing factor. It's saying yes to a positive experience and an adventure. Yeah. So do you go the straight and narrow path, or do you go the exciting one that's going to leave a beautiful story and make a positive mark on your soul? Always say yes to your soul.
Mm-hmm. And be open too. Like, you might think it might be going one way, and it's like, it just takes you in a whole different other positive direction, but a different direction. You're like, wow, like, I did not see that happening for me or coming for me. Like, I always had the intention of being a yoga teacher, but I know so many people that took a yoga teacher training that were like, not going to teach yoga, like,
that was me.
Not going to teach yoga. And then they're like, I'm going to teach yoga. Like it's,
yeah,
it's, but
it's amazing.
You felt called to it. And I mean, I struggle with some people putting too much expectation on something because I think it can be a good thing. And I think you can kind of get blinded by other opportunities because you're so focused
on
one specific outcome. Like putting good positive intentions and energy and like you can hope something might happen, but also be open to it kind of going down a different path, maybe a different way for you.
Yes, I love that. It's that not having expectation because then you're not disappointed. Being open to that, it's opening doors, but don't be so set or controlling over what that door is for you. Be willing to let it journey to something different because if you're so focused on one end goal, then you're going to miss something most likely. Like, so for example, if you were like, I'm going to be a yoga teacher, but then you had the podcast opportunity come up, but you're like, no, that's not yoga teaching, then this wouldn't be happening. And you wouldn't be creating all these beautiful conversations that are resonating with so many people. And, you know, it also creates a portal to that world. So it might still be what you were hoping and so much more. But if you're so like black and white with everything and you don't see the gray, you miss the beauty and the flavor and the joy and the fun. So take the long route, like don't take the shortcut. Take the long route and enjoy the journey. Like it's not meant to be A plus B equals C all the time.
Yes. Or like I saw somebody the other day that's like 1 + 6 = 7, 8 - 1 = 7, 5 + 2 = 7. Like that 7 can come from a thousand
so many
ways.
I love that.
Like, I know it was something so simple and I was like, whoa.
Wow. Yes. I know. Those are the best when it's simple, but it blows your mind. And that's like, this all sounds so simple and like, oh, it's easy, but it's like a light switch, right? When you have that aha moment and your world changes, that is, it's the transformation. So you're in this cocoon and everything's all discombobulated. It's a big mess. It's dark. It's lonely. And then all of a sudden you emerge and you're like, wow, I get to see the world from a whole other perspective. I'm soaring above. Like, oh, look, there's a caterpillar. That used to be me. Mm-hmm. Cool. But I'm not there anymore. And I respect that. But I'm so enjoying the freedom of my wings and being able to soar and enjoy life and look back at things with wisdom and experience now, but be in this present joy. So it's that not feeling shame or resentment, but seeing growth and allowing that to take you to a whole other plateau where you can evolve to your nirvana, which you've essentially created for yourself with various tools. But everything is still within you, even the thing. So anyone tuning into this call right now and it resonating, yes, we are sharing this information, but it was you that the universe guided you here. So you have something within you that gets it, that is listening. So keep tuning in and trust. Don't be fearful. If there's someone you feel this will resonate with, don't worry about judgment. If anything ever speaks to you and you're like, oh, I wonder if I should share this, share it. Like that hesitation we have is that limitation. So again, like I almost didn't do this podcast because of my hesitations and self-doubt, but I'm here to share the message of believe in yourself, trust that it's actually bigger than you. There's someone that might like hear this message and it resonates. Who are you to say that your voice is not worthy of being heard, because there is somebody that could be receiving it, that it's a life changer. Like that could save their life. That could bring them hope. That can bring them faith. That can bring them clarity, direction. And it's not with ego. Having confidence doesn't have to be, oh, I'm the best. Like, you know, I am completely humbled by all of my experiences. And when someone says that something resonated with them, like I truly receive it within my heart and soul. And like when somebody says that I have been a light, it's just I get it, because I've had that where somebody spoke to something that I didn't even know was within me, and it sparks this faith and journey, and it's a beautiful journey. So just allow yourself to trust and follow the flow of it and let it lead you to all that it's meant to, because there's so much that you're deserving and worthy of, but haven't been given maybe access to, but it's coming. So keep going that direction and don't look back with any fear or hesitation.
Yeah, I like that. That's almost like the perfect ending to the podcast, but because it was so very well said, is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with, whether it's a tip or trick that has worked for you? Maybe it's a limiting belief that you're like, man, like I was so fixated on it, but I've been able to break it away or at least work on it. Anything at all you want to share?
Actually, I wrote something last night. So it was kind of a channeled message that I would love to share. And thank you for tuning in and sensing that. But I think this is how I'd like to, what I'd like to give as food for thought for everyone and for soul. Allow yourself to fall. It is only from the lowest of points we can recognize, upon looking back on the journey, how far we have journeyed to our rise. Focus on the present with gratitude and forgiveness. Grace for the past as it led you to all you know and have become. And gaze forward with strength, ease, power, determination, wisdom, and hope, knowing you have been fueled by the past, but are rooted in your present foundation, the divine warrior pose.
Mic drop. I don't have a mic, so we have to verbally say it. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. That was very beautiful. That was very moving. And thank you so much for sharing that on today's episode. Before we go, and I send everybody to check out everything you're doing, we have something that's called the bonus round. So it's 5 super easy questions. It's just to kind of, you know, give a little of inspiration to our listeners, get to know you a little bit more. Are you psyched? Are you ready?
I'm ready. I love that you do this.
Yeah. I don't tell people either. And people are like, what? She didn't say this was going to be in it. But it's like, so once you get through it, you're like, oh, I wasn't thinking. I was overthinking it, but it's going to be perfect. You ready? Awesome.
Yes.
What is a book, podcast, or resource that has brought you value and you would share with our audience?
Okay, that's so funny you asked that, because I feel like everything I wanted to share that I didn't, because I speak so much, you're like guiding me and keeping me on track without us talking about it. But I'm really glad you asked that. There's so much, but the two that really stand out that I... Actually, 3, sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, so the first was definitely Journey to the Heart by Melody Beattie. I truly feel like that became such a guiding force for me in the very early stages of me finding my path. But that is, I call it the magic book. And I've shared that with so many amazing key people in my life because it just, it picks you up. Like if you're having a bad day or you're feeling lost or like you're seeking an answer and it's still within you, you get the answer, but you literally can just open the page and read something and it resonates or it gives you that like insight and comfort. So I highly recommend everybody have that book with them so that they can pull from it whenever needed. And then the other two, so Girls Stop Apologizing by Rachel Hollis. Oh my gosh, that book. So me and Jillian pretty much created Rise Wellness Collective after probably reading 2 chapters in that book.
Wow.
Like that was groundbreaking. When you stop that self-doubt and start believing, and like once you hear that statement of, imagine that like all of your favorite things and favorite places didn't get created because of people having doubts. And that's true. Like if somebody didn't get over the fear, those things that you've relied on wouldn't be. Like imagine your favorite teacher thought, I'm not cut out for this and gave in. you would have lost that amazing experience or that guiding light in your life, or your favorite yoga teacher, or your favorite podcast, your favorite book. Like, it can happen to anything. And this actually kind of comes back to my favorite quote, which is, the woods would be very silent if no birds sang there except those that sang best. And that's by Henry Van Dyke. And I have been feeling called to that quote so much. It's really resonating. I wrote this back in, like, I don't even know, like 2013, I had my little like journal book and I wrote out any quotes that resonated. I don't even know. I guess I was looking online at quotes and I found that. But I found this old journal and I keep speaking of this quote and sharing it. But no one thinks, oh, that bird has a horrible voice. No, you're just like, wow, this sound of nature is so healing and their song is so uplifting. So don't worry how you're going to be received. Just show up, do it, and think about the what if I did this. Who could that reach and how good would that feel? Trust yourself, believe in yourself, and show up, and you'll be surprised at the results.
Yeah, that quote was just like, wow, like it just, that resonated so much with me. And I want to add on to yours, because when you were talking, I was like, it just like, this came up right away for me, was J.K. Rowling. She did a speech at Harvard, which if you haven't seen it, it's a longer speech. Have some Kleenex nearby, because you will burst into tears crying and listening to it. But she was just, she talked about like the Harry Potter series. Like,
yeah.
Again, you and I are roughly the same age. I grew up with the Harry Potter series, and she like, she was turned away from 7 book publishers. Like, this book is never going to go anywhere. And she was like, it was that 8th time I wanted to give up and I sent it in. And look at it now. Like, Harry Potter has changed people's lives. And it sounds silly to like refer to like Harry Potter.
No, it's only silly in hindsight because it's so successful. But in that moment, it's that like, it could you like, that's that light bulb where people need that like almost wake up call, like not to be like abusive, but that slap in the face to yourself where it's like, whoa. But yeah, like it can feel awkward because you don't, it's unfamiliar to give yourself that much credit or compare yourself to such platforms, right? Like, you know, we see these people as better than us. Mm-hmm. But this biggest thing with coronavirus right now is we are all one. We're all the same. We're all equal. No one is less susceptible, more susceptible to things just because of their status in the world. And this is a very humbling experience because we're all becoming on the same base. And that's the truth. We are genuinely all made up of the same composition. And even though some people are considered mathematicians and some people are amazing artists or writers or speakers, like that doesn't make you lesser. Just means maybe one thing is not suited for you. But there is a quote, and I'm going to butcher it, but there's something Einstein actually said where it's, if you were to compare a fish's ability to fly, it would always fail, right? You have to find your element, your gifts, and allow those to flourish. Because if you're always striving to be something that you're not meant to, like a fish out of water is not in its element, so therefore it will die. But if you put it in the water, it's in its beauty and its grace and its joy and its freedom and its flow. So that is what life is. That is the meaning. It's finding your flow, and it takes failure, but that's not actually failure. It just feels like that. But every time you rise, that is success. So every little rise up is you trying again and getting closer to your purpose, which is 1,000% not failure. That is 1,000% abundance and purpose. So you are winning. You just haven't found your end goal yet, but you're there. You're getting there.
Oh, I love it so much. Question number 2 for you is, who is your favorite influencer or person to look up to for inspiration?
I love that question. Honestly, I have to say my mom, and it's because she has this grace, beauty, and loving, forgiving nature about her with her people. Like, she has such a clear understanding of her core people. So she devotes tirelessly to those people, and she's such a warrior. Like, she's a warrior goddess. She's beautiful. She's devoted to her family, and she's actually a survivor of breast cancer and thyroid cancer. And I know this is something that she doesn't really like to share or speak about, but I feel so proud of her and so grateful for her life. And I genuinely, honestly don't know what I would have done if, like, when I was in grade 9, I lost her, which is when she went through breast cancer. And, like, as a mother now, I learn and rely on her so much without even knowing the extent. Like, I rely on her so much, and she doesn't even understand the impact that her suffering and strength has had on our entire family. Like, that created a whole whirlwind of change. So I am a strong believer in eating organic, like the clean 15 instead of the dirty dozen, like always switching the dirty dozen to the clean organic ones. And I do believe what you put in your body is a major influencer of how you feel and your overall well-being. So feeding your soul, feeding your body with nutritious food, but, you know, it's okay. Everything in balance. Like, I do have my snacks. I love my donuts. Like, it's all that, but
pizza, when it,
right? Yeah. And, you know, there's no shame in enjoying those, like, things that we are made to feel guilty over eating, but you also want to try to just be mindful of what you feed your body. And that includes stress, and it includes the people that you have in your life. So shedding anything that's toxic is helping to prevent the risk of cancers and ailments and illness. Forgiving and releasing things that have affected you or holding you down in your life free you from illness.
Yeah. Shout out to mom. What an awesome rock star.
Love you, mama.
Question number 3 is, what are you grateful for today?
I'm really grateful for my innate ability to see beyond the surface of things, to recognize the depth. I actually used to hate how deeply I would think about things, because that's, again, that quality that I'd get picked on for. So if I thought of, like, I loved writing poems and stories from the age of, as soon as I could write, I was writing, but it didn't always resonate with people, especially at a young age. So when I was in high school, if I said something that was sort of deep, like, for example, I was asked what inspired me to dance in the way that I danced the day that I did an improv. And I said, I was driving to school and I saw a blind person walking on the sidewalk, and their loss of vision just made me have gratitude for all that I possess and am. And people in the class were laughing at me because I was in grade 9. It's like, you don't think like that usually in grade 9. You're thinking about how you look, or, like, that's how you're expected to think. So it made me hide that about myself and be scared of how people would receive it. But honestly, I love my ability to see beyond and appreciate the beauty in this world and let things resonate with the depth in my soul. I like that I can see from my soul instead of from my ego. And I know I've been shamed for that in the past. And for anyone who's been called oversensitive or too much, remember that it's actually beautiful. And some of the greatest artists and healers in this world are the people that can see from their heart and their soul. And it's not always received well, but those are just not your people. And not everyone has to be your people, but don't lose that, because it is a gift and it's rare. And you might feel lonely and misunderstood by it, but keep tuning into it because it will lead you home.
I love that so much. That was so well said. That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
I almost don't even want to go on with the other two questions because that was just so pretty. Oh.
Whatever you want. I'm sorry, I talk so much.
That's no, I'm just, here's a little hindsight. I used to call it the speed round, but I took people off on way too many tangents and it like, it wasn't the speed round anymore. So we renamed it the bonus round. I'm so curious about this one. Yeah. What is your spirit animal?
Oh, that's so funny you're asking me that. Honestly, I have a hard time with that one only because I connect so deeply with animals and I really see them as symbolic and messages from the divine. So I get confused whether it's a message from like an ancestor or whether it's like, oh, is this me or is this my daughter? So I really seem to connect with foxes. Like they have this mystery and there's something I feel like they're teaching us in how they be. Like they're watching and you don't always see them, but you feel their presence and their energy and you just have this respect for them. So there's something interesting, but I do feel like that's more of my connection my daughter has, but I've been feeling it a lot. Like I'm always getting her foxes or like fox clothing and stuff, but I love foxes and I find that they're such great teachers. And also birds. I think for me, it's birds because I feel I gain so much perspective and wisdom through them and from them. And I have such an appreciation for them. And the other day I actually was driving and I saw this bird. And at first glance, I kind of was just like, oh, whatever, like brushed over it because I thought it was a crow. And then I realized it wasn't, and I to this point have no idea what this bird was. It was amazing. Like it was almost a mix between a crow, a hawk, and a heron. It had like rainbows in its feathers that were just glistening, and its neck was thick like a crow, but the face was completely different, and it was long like a heron, but the wingspan was like a hawk. So it was magical to see this. But the fact that I almost passed over, I was driving, right? So I turned one corner, I was getting to my house, and I see it at a glance, and I almost didn't even recognize it because my mind was categorizing it as mundane. And then I turned like three more corners, and I'm about to back into my driveway, and it comes right beside the car. And I like, because I literally was thinking to myself, oh, I'm so sad that I brushed over it and I didn't pay closer attention. I wish I could see it again because now I'm awake, like I'm noticing. And then it comes out again. Like that was such a message of notice everything. Don't brush things off and paint them as mundane. Like even the people you see every day in your life, just because you see them every day doesn't mean they're special, that they're not special or that they don't have messages or wisdom or gifts. And that was a big wake up for me. And just, I feel like there's always messages I receive from birds. So there's just this communication that's nonverbal.
I was thinking energy. Bird for you too.
Really?
When I said that, I was like, oh, I feel like she's going to be a bird of some kind. That's, I don't know so what, but I feel like bird is accurate. If anybody knows too what you just described, like hit one of us up and say like, let us, like, this is what I think it is. Cause that sounds really cool.
It was so cool. It was like this blue color, but it was almost like an indigo. That's why I thought it was a crow, because it was a dark bluey, but when it hit the light, like it really was gorgeous and huge. I've never seen anything like it, but I really appreciated it.
Yeah. Somebody has to know what we're talking about here or what
you hope.
Let us know.
Let us know. I have to like try to do some research on it too. I meant to look it up, but I got so caught up journaling about the whole viewing that I didn't end up going online and researching. So I would love for somebody to share.
My final question for you is, what is your favorite form of self-care to practice?
I love that. Honestly, elemental healing, but especially for me through water. So water is just so rejuvenating, and it's both for me clearing as well as charging. So I clear my crystals with it. If they're like, obviously not like selenite and those things. Listen to the Crystal Cavern
podcast. Shout out to Helena.
Yes, Helena. Also, she was super supportive. She gave me my carnelian and wrote me this beautiful note to help give me some confidence for today. She's such an amazing soul and spirit.
I love her. Her notes are adorable. I'm like, never stop doing this. These are amazing.
I know. That's that unique quality, right? Like, it just sets her so apart because it's that personal, caring soul touch. So thank you, Helena. It really helped. But yeah, also just like, so baths, you can have a bath to charge yourself, to recharge after a long day. A shower can be really clearing, you know, just being under running water and envisioning it washing away any stress, any tension, any thoughts. Sometimes I actually do some mental affirmations or release or meditation of my own guidance, or you can like play it in the background, a podcast as you're in the shower, just letting yourself hear it. Now they make these like waterproof Bluetooth speakers too, which is so cool. I think I need to get something like that.
Christmas present.
You can bring us into your shower. Yeah. But like, how cool is that? You can be guided through something while you're adding that component of release through the water, clearing away your aura and your energy and your body. It's amazing. Or going to a flowing body of water. Like, I mean, how nice would it be to just be at a beach or be in the ocean right now? The salt water.
I am such an ocean baby, and I keep putting it out there because it's going to happen. I need to be by a warm ocean. Everyone's like, yes, Canada has oceans. I'm like,
oh, I know. Cool. It's not the same. You know, like, they're so beautiful and the sound is therapeutic, but yeah, to be in a warm ocean is just, it speaks to your soul, right? See, that's that soul. When you touch your heart and you just feel it in your body, your whole body changes. That's what we're talking about when we say what speaks to your soul. It's that feeling when you think of something, your body almost instantly releases because you're like there in your whole energy, your whole spirit, your whole soul. Like, your mind almost shuts off and you're just like at peace. That is your harmony. Those things, that's your body navigating you. So even if you can't be physically in the ocean right now, depending on where you live, go there in your mind. Your mind is capable of doing so much to help heal your soul and your spirit. So that's why guided meditations are so incredibly powerful, and visualization is so incredibly powerful, because you can physically feel the benefits and effects of being there without even having to leave your home. Like, it's amazing.
Nadia, this has been such a fun conversation. If anyone wants to check out what you're up to, or maybe they want to reach out to you and just say hi, thanks for sharing your story, where can everybody go and find you online?
So on Instagram and Facebook, Jillian and I have created Rise Wellness Collective. So you can reach us there. We also have a website through Wix. And in my bio, I believe, Megan, I've included some of the links.
Perfect.
And like, we always are open. If anybody has anything that, once this whole situation is over, we're really interested in curating events to what people need. So if there's something that you're looking to do with your friends or your family or your loved ones or just on your own, we love to hear from you. We're happy to customize anything, but we're also always trying to channel the needs of others. So feel free to reach out through any means. We also have an email address, risewellnesscollective@gmail.com. And we offer online distance Reiki healing, private yoga. We'll be getting hopefully back to resuming in-person classes. We actually were about to launch right before. So we held back, which it's actually probably divine timing, because I feel like there's something deeper, and I think it'll help with us tuning into what's needed. And it's definitely a good thing to get into online. So we want to start offering some virtual things, and we're open to hearing if there's any specific requests from people on circles, virtual circles, or meditations, guided meditations and offerings online or in person. We just really want to extend our reach and get that collective together, because I think we need it more now than ever.
Perfect. I will make sure everything is linked in the show notes for you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Megan. You're amazing. You're such a light, and I'm so grateful for you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you give it a 5-star rating and review. It takes 2 moments of your time and truly does make a difference in growing this community and showing support for the show. Make sure to stop by and say hi on social media, take a screenshot of this episode, tag our guest, tag me, and hashtag the show, hashtag BYL podcast. Share it out on your Instagram stories so that we can share it out on ours, and I will make sure to slide into your DMs to say hello. Until next Monday, everyone, I can't wait to see you then. Namaste.